So, Bob Boylan, I understand you hit it pretty hard this weekend.
It was a pretty busy weekend.
Yeah, see some shows.
I did what's called the hat trick. You know what that? You know I wear a hat, right?
Right.
But this
right.
is. You know what the hat trick is?
In hockey, right?
Yes. Which is?
I have no idea. I just know it's a hockey reference.
I grew up in Kansas.
We don't have ice hockey.
That's
in
true.
Kansas.
It's one person getting three goals in one game.
Oh, right. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, yeah. and the equivalent hat trick for me is not wear my hat, but the equivalent hat trick is going to three shows in one night.
Yeah,
right, and that was Saturday night.
Wow, and then
I saw San Fermin, who's this great new band from Brooklyn that I love, that we're going to hear more about, and we're going to bring them to a Tiny Desk. I saw Kurt Vile, who I've tried now for the fourth time to love. Sorry, Kurt. I think he's a really talented fellow. His music just doesn't connect for me. And then I saw this great DC sort of prog rock band, deeper than that, but I'll just describe them that way, called Drop Electric. Great night.
You know, it always just exhausts me hearing about all the things that you, all the shows you go out to see and all the things you do. At your age, I mean, you've got to be...
I'm thinking about where I left my walker.
Right, yeah, right, yeah, your cane right. and your ear horn so that you can hear all the shows. But and you've got to be thinking, this can't last. Your own mortality.
Well, that's why I go to a show every night.
Hanging in front of you.
Because it could be the last one. No, I'm just, there's just too much good stuff out and about. And so, yeah.
Well, I'm saying your own mortality because this band I know that you're about to put on the show is fronted by a guy who's only 27 years old, but he really thinks of his own mortality.
That's right. That's Kyle Morton from the great Portland band Typhoon, and you love Typhoon as well. We have featured this monstrously huge band, sometimes 12, sometimes 17. They pick up people along the way, I think. In fact, they've got a Kickstarter campaign right now trying to just get a van big enough to get them out of Portland around the country.
Right. The word I keep thinking of to describe Typhoon is majestic. It is just the majesty in their music. It's just so bold and beautiful and epic.
And Kyle was bitten by a bug, got Lyme disease when he was very young, feels his childhood was sort of taken from him. And he writes songs about that. In some ways, you can feel the urgency in his songwriting and what he writes about and what he writes about life.
This is a guy who has said that he really feels like he's on borrowed time. And you hear it in these songs. Some of the themes are pretty bleak. It sounds like there isn't a lot of hope in the lyrics, a lot of disillusionment and regret and, you know, wanting a second chance at things. But at the same time, the music itself is just so beautiful. It makes you feel like all that's okay. It's going to be okay.
How about if I play this song from the new record they're doing? It's called White Lighter. I'll play a song called Young Fathers.
Oh, I love this cut.
September, and like everything else, I can't remember. I replaced it with scenes from the film that I will never make. And I blinked, it was over. I was thinking my life would get slower. That I would sort this shit out when I'm sober. That you get better now that you're older. I read the scares on the front page. It says we're waiting around for an ice age. It says our comforts, they come with the price tag. They can't catch up, but discover the new plague. They say just think of the children and imagine the world that we've willed them. It's populated with weirdos to kill them and break their hearts. And everybody knows this is the end. It's now fashionable in a party conversation. Thank you. goes up in flames. And now your choices surround you, indecision confounds you, and you're pacing around the place. Shows you everything you want. And in the brief bit of romance, you committed a soul without its consent. To live a life as a form without its content. Cause young people get old every day. Yeah, young people get old. Never went to church, thought if someone's gonna save me. Sitting on a hill, all the goodbye that you gave me. Say what you spoke about, the fire we've spoken of. Hope is just a small thing. I just called to tell you, I just called to say, learn all your mistakes. You were my inspiration, and it wasn't all we hoped for. We shake it off and we say, here's your yellow ribbon, I am your consolation. I was born in September, and if I die today, you should know I don't regret you. Some things I can't explain. It's a slow descent, it's our love is placed.
What an incredible wrap-up to that song. The dynamic range of just that one cut, and it really is, illustrates the sound on the whole record. It's just staggering to me.
Record's called White Lighter. It's by Typhoon. We're going to get all of them, however many show up at the Tiny Desk sometime. I swear we will.
This is a band that does it for love, too. You don't have 12, 13, 14, 15 people or however many in a band and tour the country and expect to make a lot of money.
No, I think they're going to be real. I think this is what's going to make them really successful. It's such a well-written record.
It could find its way on my top 10 at the end of the year, I think.
Yeah.
Well, if you've been away for the summer, people listening to the show, if you've missed our recent episodes, we've been taking a walk down memory lane, listening to a lot of stuff from the 90s.
And we can't help it because there's so much coming out from that time period.
I mean, it started off at the beginning of the year. Boom, we had a new record from My Bloody Valentine, the first one from that band in 20 years. And it's just continued to sort of cascade throughout the year. And one of those bands that is back is a group that I loved dearly in the 90s, a band called Sebado. For people who don't know Sebado, this was a band that all through the 90s really helped pioneer the sort of lo-fi rock movement along with groups like Pavement. Their sound embodied this attitude. It was sort of the slacker vibe of Generation X, sort of a mopeier, woozier version of grunge rock. Sebado never broke up, but they've been on a really long hiatus. They're going to...
they're like in a cave?
Well, they've been busy with other projects, but they are about to release their first new record in 14 years. It's called Defend Yourself, and I want to play this opening cut. It's called I Will.
Who knows?
Not that one.
Can you tell? Still the same, but it fits me, baby.
Just a classic Sebadoh sound on this record. With all these 90s bands that have come back, I think one of the themes that has emerged is that they're actually pulling it off, right? Yeah. I mean, all these bands that we haven't heard from in so many years are coming back and really putting out pretty great records. And this is another one of them. The album is called Defend Yourself. It's out September 17th. And we will have the whole thing in our first listen series.
Excellent. A week before release.
Boom. Boom.
That boom was Sammy Yenigun.
Hi.
With something that's not from the 90s.
No.
Decidedly.
Yeah, so. No, definitely not. I brought something from Motorat, which is the combination of Mode Selector and Apparat.
I love that.
Mode Selector kind of occupies the higher energy end of the electronic spectrum. They do a lot of party music, dance music, stuff like that.
Like this.
Stuff like that. And then Apparat does pop music more on the melancholy side of things.
Like this is like my favorite cut. This is Blackwater.
Ships to melt into
So Motorat is the combination of these two things.
You mean like this?
Exactly.
And this is the new record.
Now we have Motorat.
Wow, you're a really good DJ, Bob.
DJ Bob Boylan.
DJ Bobby B.
So that's good. So now we have Motorat has a new album coming out in the beginning of August called Motorat 2. I've listened to it. I love it. This is one of my favorite songs off of it. This is actually the song that closes out the record, and I think it does it in a really epic way that blends these two styles perfectly. The name of the song is This Time.
Thank you.
Sort of epic end to big, wonderful collaboration, yeah.
That's right. And it goes to these, you know, peaks and valleys. It gets really distant and forlorn, and then it just, like, has that pitch bend sound that goes, and then it explodes into that huge synth sound. The reason I brought this on was on Friday I was... I DJ, and after I DJ, I always come home, and I'm usually totally wired.
Of course, put on
wired.
A piece of music.
Right, yeah, exactly. No, but I'm usually totally wired. Like, it's such a sort of adrenaline-filled activity, and I come home, and I want to put a record on to sort of just unwind and get out of the incessant 4-4 thump that's banging in my brain still. Yeah. And so I put this record on expecting to, you know, to help me wind down, and this was the last song, and it played, and I was just so charged after I heard it, I couldn't fall asleep. So I listened to the whole thing again.
I thought you were going to say you ran around the block a few times and tried to lift your house off its foundation.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
With your teeth.
But, yeah, so so I love this song, and I'm glad I got to bring it in.
Yeah, thank you. Sammy Anigan, Motor Rat. Sounds
awesome.
Great.
Awesome. See you guys.
Right. Later.
Is New York around?
New York is here.
Awesome.
Whoa,
hey,
New
Jacob.
Jacob Gantz is our esteemed editor, and he's up in New York right now, normally in D.C., and he's got a band with a name that makes it kind of hard for us to talk about it. Let's call them F-Buttons.
All right.
Fun Buttons.
And, Jacob, there's this song from this band, F-Buttons, that I know that you've been really obsessed with lately. Tell us about it.
I'm obsessed with just about everything about this band. They are a production duo, and they make music that makes me... I listen to... You mentioned that I'm an editor. I spend a lot of time reading copy, and while I'm doing that, I'm listening to music, and it's usually got to be music that doesn't distract me but also feels like it pushes me in a certain direction. And this music makes me feel like I am a superhero. It is so driving and so propulsive, and just like it's got all this energy in it. In a lot of ways, it feels like it's an enormous machine, and every individual tiny little part is moving, and you see little aspects and elements of it at a time, and the songs all slowly pull back until you see the entire mechanism working. It's just awesome is the one word that I would use to describe this band. F-Buttons, whatever you want to call them. The song that I want to play from their record, Slow Focus, is called The Red Wing. We'll be right back.
Wow, now I know why my edits are all superhumanly done.
Yeah, it's like you're on PCP.
Yeah,
they put out an album last in 2009, and there was a serious dip in my productivity between, like, say, 2011, 2012, and it's back up now. I'm good.
It's always interesting to hear what kind of music makes people want to drive 150 miles an hour.
This music makes me feel like I am capable of flying. Forget driving.
Well, that was pretty awesome. Thanks, Jacob.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Have fun.
Speaking of awesome.
Oh, please. Oh, my God. That is awesome is decidedly a word I would never, ever, ever, ever use to describe Stephen Thompson.
Well, it just makes him so much happier, and then we get something better out of him. It's selfish.
Yeah, that's right. It needs a lot of stroking. That's true.
Basically, validation is the fuel in the engine that is Stephen Thompson.
I have a little timer. It's the Thompson timer, and every, like, 35 seconds, flashes yellow.
There's a yellow light, and you just go, attaboy!
And by the time it turns red, which is 20 seconds later, I have to have said something.
Right.
Job, Stephen.
Exactly. You're so right.
Otherwise, I will shrivel up and die.
Yeah.
So why are we here to talk about just how right you are and how very wrong. Well, we should say, first of all, we do this weekly column. I should say Stephen does a weekly column on
I don't want anything to do with it.
Right, on the All Songs blog called The Good Listener, in which he gives people advice on all things music, listening to music, sharing music in particular, because that's what set this whole row off in the last couple weeks, about mixtapes.
Right. Yeah, I've been brought in mostly to talk about the, like, if it were an index in a book, it would say Hilton, Robin, wrongness of. A couple weeks ago, I did a column. Somebody wrote in asking about how they make a lot of mixes for their friends. And what they were wondering is what they should expect in return. In a way, like, they could have said, somebody made me a mix, what do I owe them? But whenever you ask the question, what do people owe me, that immediately pings my radar of you are owed nothing. And so I was basically saying, anything you get back is a bonus. I mean, I prattled on longer than that. But Robin Hilton, in the comments section, decides to dive in and explain that if you don't make the person a mix in return, you are shredding the very fabric of human existence until the universe collapses in on itself, basically.
So, yeah, so I stepped in that poop pile, and here's what I came
away
with.
We can talk about that, but later.
No, if I could just backpedal at all on my reply, the only thing that I would say is, I think you are owed something. I just think that a mixtape is different from giving someone a toaster or an appliance or some other inanimate object. I think it has a narrative with it that, you know, sort of begs for some sort of reply. And if I tempered my comment at all about saying someone should make you a mix back, I would just say, I think they owe you something. It just begs some sort of discussion, some sort of feedback.
And I am a big believer that gifts are gifts and not homework. If I receive a gift and I'm expected to do a whole bunch of things in response to it, gifts become a chore, and not everybody is conditioned with whatever genetic mutation causes them to want to make mixes for people.
So what we bring him in for? To tell?
Well, he
mostly
first of
to
all,
yell at Robin, I think.
So here's your big chance, Stephen. Make me a mixtape. What are you going to kick it off with?
Well, I wanted to pick something very Robin Hilton specific. And it occurred to me that last year, I don't think we ever talked about it on this show, there were a bunch of reissues of these great Archers of Loaf records from the 90s. And one of those, one of their absolute best records, is called Icky Metal. And there's a song on it that, to me, speaks exactly to Robin Hilton and the Hiltonian qualities that make him up.
So this is the response.
This is my response to Robin Hilton.
All right.
Well, the problem here is that we put him in control of the F button.
Probably shouldn't have made Robin the keeper of this this segment. That was not the song I picked. The song I picked is called, appropriately enough for Robin, Wrong.
We'll be right back.
songs about being wrong.
Yes, any song that has the word wrong in the title, to me, has an imagined parenthetical after it that says, for Robin Hill.
Why don't we make an open playlist on Spotify, on RDO, put it on our blog, and people can throw songs in there about being wrong.
Or being right, I think, in all fairness, because, we'll start this very special collaborative playlist. You can add songs about being wrong or about being right or awesome, because there were people who agreed with me, Stephen Thompson. I wasn't voice out there.
It's a lot easier to click that up arrow than the down arrow. You have to log in to click the down arrow.
No, I think you have to log in for both. But you know what? It doesn't matter. The point is...
or wrong?
Yeah, just right or wrong. Or if you want to just talk, if this mix is for me personally and you want to talk about how awesome I am, I suggest The Kid Is Hot Tonight as a kicker. The kid is hot tonight. Whoa, whoa.
This is really gonna feed the Robin Is Right songs.
Yes. Thank you, Stephen Thompson. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. But you know, it had been at least a minute.
I know. I was really sweating. The thing was not only red, but it was starting to smoke.
I was wondering why, like...
You have a rash.
Why I had turned kind of vaguely green.
And we should remind everyone, again, Stephen does the weekly column, The Good Listener. It goes up on Thursdays on the All Songs Consider blog. And if you have a music-related question, you can leave it in the comments section, or you can email allsongs@npr.org.
Or even a question about relationships.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's... Stephen is definitely the person to ask
about that. Exactly. Who knows more than Mr. Love?
Speaking of love, I've got a new song by Civil War.
Oh, nice. Yes. Perfect segue. Think of the segue.
First time I saw Civil War's Joy Williams and John Paul White, I thought there were a couple that were madly in love. They looked at each other when they sang. Their songs were back and forth. They're just fabulous, fabulous. But there's been a lot of tension in the band. The producer, Charlie Peacock, has talked about that tension in making the second record. And listening to the songs, and especially this duet I'm going to play for us, Dust to Dust, in that light is just fabulous. It reminds you a lot of the tensions of June Carter and Johnny Cash. And great, great song, too. This Dust to Dust by The Civil Wars.
Around the flames in front of us.
You talk about listening to that song through the lens of everything you've heard about their relationship and the turmoil of it all. It really did color it, but even without that narrative behind it, the sound of her voice on that song is just crushing.
And the way he adds, "You've been lonely, you've been lonely."
Yeah. Lonely.
It's a great build in that tune.
Yeah.
The Civil Wars, they have a new record coming out. It comes out August the 6th.
And we premiered that cut that you just heard originally in the All Songs Considered 24/7 stream, where you can listen to tons and tons of music uninterrupted. It's a constant stream of songs from All Songs Considered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We premiered that song at the beginning of every hour recently.
As we did the Sebado song.
Yep. So I want to go out on an artist named Lucy Schwartz. She is a singer and pianist. She's been writing, recording, and releasing albums since she was basically in high school in the Los Angeles area. She's now in her early 20s, and when she was still just a teenager, about 16, 17 years old, she got this big break when she had one of her songs, a couple of her songs actually, featured in a big Hollywood movie. Since then, she's had lots of music appear in, you know, more than a dozen TV shows and films, so people are still discovering her music. She is now in her early 20s. She's about to release her third full-length record. It's out August 27th. The name of the album is Timekeeper, and the song I'm going to play from Lucy Schwartz is Captain Sunshine.
I like that name.
Yeah, it's a good tone to go out on, right? Captain Sunshine.
And leading to our Newport coverage. It starts July 26th, 7th, and 8th this year. It's 3 days of amazing music.
Yeah, this is the first day, first time they've booked a full afternoon and evening of music on a Friday, so 3 days of music. We'll have live concerts that you can both hear and see on our website. We'll have live video from three different stages going on throughout the festival, and if anybody misses it, we're going to be archiving at least the audio and podcasting audio from select shows.
And the headliner is Beck on the final night of the final.
You're definitely going to want to check out Beck live. That one we don't know yet if we're going to be able to archive. He wants to hear it first, which is totally cool. And if he likes it, then we can put it up. But tune in for that for sure. That's on Sunday evening.
And we'll have a conversation with Jay Sweet, the person who helps book the Newport Folk Festival. We'll talk about what's exciting that's coming up, things you might not know that you may want to listen out for over the weekend too.
And look for that interview with Jay Sweet on our blog.
I'm leaving. I'm going.
Yeah, have a good time, Bob. I do all the dirty work leading up to
just
Newport,
so
and I hand
time.
It off to everybody else and say, have a good time. I am yet to go to Newport.
Yeah, we got to get you there.
I hear it's quite lovely up there.
Oh, it's terrible. You wouldn't like it.
No.
No, it's like this water.
And sun.
And sun. The two things
I'm
that you
burning.
Love most.
I'm burning. Well, on that note, here's Lucy Schwartz, the song Captain Sunshine from Timekeeper.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Sunshine.